USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
At a rally in Philadelphia, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden calls President Trump America's divider-in-chief, saying let's stop fighting and start fixing. Meanwhile, he says China continues to move forward.
They're building 5G, mastering AI. They're rewriting the rules of the Internet. They're moving into areas that should not be abandoned by us. The rest of the world hasn't given up on the Paris Climate Accord. They're pushing it. They know it's essential to human existence.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons tells Fox News he'll sign that state's near-total ban on abortion.
We're going to sign the bill as is. You know, I've answered that a couple of times now. You know, I'm going to sign the bill as it is. Because it's a piece of legislation that the legislators voted on. I believe in the pro-life side of the issue, and I'm going to sign the bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Iran and the U.S. have both maintained they have no intention of becoming mired in a physical on-the-ground war, but as tensions heighten between the two nations, media reports out of Saudi Arabia said that multiple Gulf states have agreed to a U.S. request to redeploy military forces in Gulf waters and territories as a form of deterrence should Iran attempt to use force. GOP Senator Kevin Cramer, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, was asked on Fox News this morning if National Security Advisor John Bolton has been stirring things up.
Sometimes good cop, bad cop's not a bad game to play either. I don't know what messages they're trying to send throughout the world. I think what's really important is that we have clear messaging to our allies.
President Trump, addressing the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington, blamed the media for stirring things up with fake news.
That I'm angry with my people. I'm not angry with them. I make my own decisions. But I'm angry with my people. I'm not angry with my people. I'm worse than they are. They're worse than me are. They're more militant. Mike Pompeo's doing a great job. Bolton's doing a great job.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell is defending his agency's handling of the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX after two deadly crashes. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
He told a House panel the grounding was ordered when a link was established between the Lion Air and the Ethiopian airline crashes, and said the flight system that was thought to be responsible for the crashes was thoroughly evaluated and approved by the agency before being installed in the aircraft.
There were in the 50,000 flights in the MAX, we had 24 reports that mentioned, from pilots, that mentioned some sort of anomaly on pitch. None of those reports were related to the MCAS. Zero.
A federal judge Friday in Oakland heard arguments in two lawsuits seeking to block the White House from spending money from the Defense and Treasury Departments for the president's border wall project. Sierra Club managing attorney Gloria Smith says a 1,500-mile border wall would damage the environment.
Sierra Club members are dedicated to protecting fragile ecosystems and long-standing communities on the southern border. And obviously building a 1,500-mile contiguous wall is certainly not going to help us in that endeavor. You know, there's many people that live all along the border who are threatened by this wall.
California and 19 other states brought one lawsuit. The Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition filed the other. The judge plans to make a decision next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.